Jennifer did nothing wrong. All she did was share a nude photo with someone she thought that she could trust. And yet, our laws tell her that she committed a horrible crime equivalent to child pornography. Our gender norms tell her that by producing this nude image of herself, she somehow did the most horrible, shameful thing. And when we assume that privacy is impossible in digital media, we completely write off and excuse her boyfriend's bad, bad behavior. People are still saying all the time to victims of privacy violations, "What were you thinking? You should have never sent that image." If you're trying to figure out what to say instead, try this. Imagine you run into your friend who broke their leg skiing. They took a risk to do something fun, and it didn't end well. But you're probably not going to be the jerk who says, "Well, I guess you shouldn't have gone skiing then." If we think more about consent, we can see that victims of privacy violations deserve our compassion, not criminalization, shaming, harassment, or punishment. We can support victims, and we can prevent some privacy violations by making these legal, individual, and technological changes. Because the problem is not sexting. The issue is digital privacy. And one solution is consent. So the next time a victim of a privacy violation comes up to you, instead of blaming them, let's do this instead. Let's shift our ideas about digital privacy, and let's respond with compassion. Thank you.